How long can we continue as the ruling party? Really, no one can tell. Mr. Lee Kuan Yew himself once said, there may come a day in Singapore when the public decides to try the other side and choose another party to govern the nation. In the end, Singaporeans will decide. That's how our system of democracy works. Singaporeans will decide. So there is no certainty. No arrangement can be guaranteed to last forever. But I give you my word, whatever lies ahead, I will do everything I can under my watch to win the support and trust of Singaporeans. And comrades, so long as we remain true to our values, true to our purpose, true to our calling to serve, I am confident we will achieve our goals. But I cannot do all this alone. I need your support. Because elections in Singapore are a team contest. The PAP has won the mandate over the last 15 elections. Why? Because each time we delivered on what we promised, and Singaporeans were convinced that we had the best team, not just individual, one or two persons, but the best team for Singapore. And that's what elections are about. Whichever party that can attract and field the stronger team will stand a better chance of winning the support of Singaporeans and winning the mandate to govern. So my priority as PM, as SecGen, is to form the best team for Singapore. It's never easy to get good people to enter politics. I asked my two predecessors, ESM Goh and SM Lee, do you have any advice and tips for me? They say, just do your best. This has always been challenging. They too face difficulties attracting good people to join. In fact, I've seen how SM Lee agonized over this when I worked with him. At that time, I didn't quite fully understand the significance of this work. Now, having taken over, I realize it's absolutely the most important, the most crucial, the most urgent thing I have to do. And that's why I've been spending a lot of time amidst my very busy schedule still prioritizing time to engage potential candidates. I've met many people. Singaporeans who have done well in their professional life are generally very comfortable where they are. To be expected, right? You've done well, earning a good income, very comfortable. They are very reluctant to change their lifestyles. And also, why subject themselves to public glare and scrutiny? Often they tell me, let someone else do the job. So many people in Singapore find someone else. Or they may say, don't worry, the PAP is already in a very strong position. And after all, you have just started. Why are you in such a hurry? Take your time. So I have to explain to them what's at stake. And let me be candid and upfront with all of you today as well. Look at the current cabinet in Singapore. We have 19 ministers. More than half of them are age 60 and above. Actually, at 52, I'm one of the youngest in cabinet. No, I value the older ministers in the team. They provide experience and wise counsel. And many of them will continue serving for another 5 to 10 years. And that's assuming they are all blessed with good health. And I wish them good health, for sure. But can I wait until they retire before bringing in new blood? Surely not. I must start now to renew the team. Furthermore, when we bring in new candidates, It's very hard to parachute them directly into a ministerial role. They need time to learn. And that has been my own experience. I was inducted into politics in 2011. At that time, I was 38. I had already spent 15 years in the civil service. But there was still so much to learn about organizing the PAP branch on the ground, gaining the trust of voters, running a ministry, explaining policies to the public, or engaging and interacting with foreign counterparts. These were all new to me, even after working as a public servant for 15 years. So there is tremendous value in starting early, gaining experience, and then progressively building up confidence and capabilities to take on larger responsibilities. And that's why it's so urgent for me to have a fresh crop of younger candidates who can provide vigor and continuity and can eventually form the next leadership team for Singapore. It's not because I want to retire early. It's because I have to start planning ahead, not just 1 or 2 years, not even the next election, but for the next 10, 15 years, and make sure we can continue to earn the trust and confidence of Singaporeans to govern Singapore in their interest. So, comrades, while it is a challenge to recruit potential office holders, I am not giving up. I am persisting, I am persevering, and I am doing my best. I have made some progress. That's a good news. But I still hope to be able to persuade a few more to join our PAP team. And I look forward to presenting the candidates as our election campaign approaches. When we feel them, please support all of them and help me to spread the word and persuade our fellow citizens to support them too, because we cannot leave this to chance. It's the most important thing we have to do as a party. Our future and our nation's future depend critically on our ability to find good people to serve in politics. So please support me in this endeavor, and please support our new candidates when we field them in the election campaign.